Chesterton Hospital at some point, and I've now lost track of the order. And Mum had arterial hardening of the arteries, and she had chop, 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 chop. And so I then came home. Father was coping wonderfully, but had to move from upstairs to downstairs, so my occupational therapy came in usefully, and that was all sorted out. That was when I came back to Chesterton Hospital. Never read very well. I had dyslexia.
So how did you learn to cope with your dyslexia? Did you have strategies that you adopted?
Yes, I acquired them and I did a diploma for it. But at school it wasn't invented. And I don't know how I got through, but anyway I did, somehow. I describe it now as having to make friends with every letter in the alphabet. And when letters meet up, kakoka sisai si. C is a very interesting letter. C-A is always ka, C-O, ka, ka. C-sai si, the soft C's. And silly little things like that I invented. I mean, you know, got it all from the kids. I don't learn from anyone else.
So you just invent things as a sort of aid memoir.